with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So, do you think acidic food could cause you to age? Most cellular functions require a non-acid environment, which means if you're eating too many acidic foods, your cells and tissues are struggling, probably struggling to function properly. The result can be cancerous growth, cell damage, even cell death. I'm here with Dr. Susan Brown. She's author of the Acid Alkaline Food Guide. Dr. Susan, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Let's start off first for the listeners and talk just a little bit. Maybe you can give us a quick little lesson on what we mean by acid alkaline food.
Well, as it occurs, when we metabolize food, the elements in that food, the food can either be metabolized into something that's acid-forming. By acid-forming, we mean it actually donates free hydrogen ions to the system, or something that's alkaline-forming, that's a food that can actually accept free hydrogen ions, a base that can soak up free hydrogen. Free hydrogen is, of course, an acid, is, of course, the acid. And so there are certain foods that when you digest them, metabolize them, use them in the body, they leave an acid residue, they leave free hydrogen ions. There's other foods that actually have a base compound that can take up those free hydrogen ions. So certain foods, that's how it goes. Some are acid-forming, and some are just neutral. They don't affect pH at all.
So now, why is this important to health then? I mean, how have we discovered that getting in an imbalance, let's say, in the acid-alkaline foods is not good for us? Where did all that come from? How does this impact my health every day?
Well, actually, it's been more than a century that particularly the Europeans began speculating on this, that the food could actually have an impact on pH balance. Now, if you go to your regular American physician, they'll say, you know, it doesn't make any sense because the body has to maintain a very rigid pH level. For example, the oxygenated arterial blood has to be like 7.35 to 7.45. You can't have very much variation or you will simply die. And so they say, you know, food, the body takes care of pH itself. You can't get a little bit too acid without the body correcting that. As you know, when we breathe, we release acid in the form of carbon dioxide, which is carbonic acid. But what we forget is that a very small change in pH can make a big difference, and that small change can be accumulated from the residue of foods. It's called metabolic acidosis. It's to do with the metabolism of food, not to do with the other major ways we balance pH. Like volatile gases that we release. So it has been discovered over the years that foods actually, when we process them, as I say, they can either leave a little bit of acid residue or they can leave an alkaline residue. And this researchers were looking at, you know, one of the major areas they've looked at is bone health, actually, and trying to account for bone loss, realizing that the bone, the skeleton, is a gigantic reserve of mineral compounds that's there to rescue the body when the blood gets too acid. So it was European researchers over the last decade, as I explain in my book, The Acid Alkaline Food Guide, it's been a long history, really much more important in Europe than it's been in this country, of looking at tiny changes in pH, which are induced by diets that are not fully life-supporting.
So in your book, there's a quote, and I don't know if this was from you or from somebody else, but I have it here. The body is alkaline by design, but acidic by function.
Yeah, and that's often attributed to Albert St. George's, the discoverer of vitamin C. And the idea there is that the body produces just lots and lots of acids, lots of free hydrogen ions as it produces energy in the body. But what happens, so we produce lots of acids, but we run best in an alkaline environment. Just like I mentioned, the blood has to be slightly alkaline. The cells respond better to a slightly alkaline stage. It's incompatible with life to have much of an acidic, to have an acidic tilt at all in the blood. And so what happened was, what he is explaining is that we produce lots of acids, but we run as an alkaline machine. And of course, the way we maintain alkalinity, there are many systems that balance pH. One of the most, there's pHs that are gases, and that's, like I mentioned, we expel a lot of acids through breathing, because carbon dioxide is actually a release of carbonic acid. But they're also, so the lungs are a great organ to keep pH in balance, but also the kidneys. The kidneys deal with the liquid acids, or the acids that are contributed to liquids in the body. And this is where we see the kidneys excreting acid when the body gets excess acid, the kidneys producing bicarbonate and recycling bicarbonate, which is a great base, which helps to neutralize, which neutralizes those acids. So St. George was just saying, look, it's amazing. We produce an uncounted number of acids, actually molecules of free hydrogen, but we quickly buffer those. We quickly excrete those so that the body still stays in balance and runs as an alkaline machine.
So let me ask you this. And so, we internally, as we make cell energy, just normal metabolism, we tend to produce acids, but we have ways of countering that, of taking care of those acids, you know, the lungs, the kidneys. But would you agree then the difference today versus, say, 100, 200 years ago is maybe the toxins, the food, the poor soils, the artificial ingredients, all of these things kind of make us acidic too. So not only are we still producing those acids through metabolism, we're bringing in, you know, through our diet more acids, and we're kind of overwhelming the system?
Yes, remember that the body controls pH elegantly, or else you would die, but there is a little window where acids can accumulate, and that window is related to diet. And it's almost like nature said, you can eat acid-forming, a better way to put it is we evolved on a diet that was very high in fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, herbs, spices. That diet offers a lot of alkalizing compounds. The alkalizing compounds are things like citrates, ascorbates, carbonates, fumarates that are attached to largely potassium in the fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, all of this. So we evolved on very high potassium diets, very highly alkalizing diets. You know, I'm an anthropologist also, and the research is suggesting that the vast majority of diets in prehistoric times were alkaline forming and in early development of human evolution. And so we evolved in this environment. But now today, we don't eat so many of those plants and those nuts and seeds and vegetables. We tend to have more, like you said, even processed foods, synthetics, colas, a lot of sugar, caffeine, plus a lot of meat, a lot of breads, grains that are acid-forming. So our diet has switched so that we no longer have what the kidney needs. The kidney cannot operate unless if it's too acid, it will simply burn. You can't get a pH much below 5. You certainly can't get 4.5 without burning the delicate kidney tubules. So the body has to compensate if we create too much acid from our diet. And today, with all the dietary changes, and even stress, the production of cortisol causes an acid reaction in the body, all of this leads us to have a slight, even a very slight acidic tilt.
Right, and we know that can be linked to certain, you know, health disorders, age-related disorders that we see. The name of your book, or the title of your book, is The Acid Alkaline Food Guide. Where can people purchase your book?
Well, this book has sold many, many copies. It's available in many stores, but we're always happy to have people endorse our work. I direct the Center for Better Bones, and on our website, betterbones.com, we offer the book, and also we have a particular website dedicated to pH balance, which is Alkaline for Life, www.alkalineforlife.com, where I have many articles on pH balance, and we have the book there. And
awesome.
And we appreciate people working with us so we can continue our research by purchasing the book from us.
All right, awesome. So what I do, I encourage my listeners to go check out the Acid Alkaline Food Guide. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.